James Gunn has been very active on social media lately, getting interviews, giving us more information about his plans for upcoming DC movies, including a bunch of news about Superman Legacy, as well as 4 out of 8 characters that may be appearing in the movie. So that's what we're talking about in this episode of Legends of Podcasting. So joining me in the Wave Rider, we have a full crew.
Stu.
Who's here?
Ross.
And Rob.
And I'm Liam. All right, guys. So let's see. Superman Legacy. We're going to start off with here. So let's see. So according to a recent report from Bleeding Cool, James Gunn has been working on a new Superman script for some time. While details about the story are scarce, the report suggests that the film could be a spiritual sequel to the original Superman film from 1978, directed by Richard Donner. The report also suggests that the film could explore the concept of Superman's legacy and which it means to be a hero in the modern world. Now, Ross, let's go straight over to you. You're most familiar with what's being talked about in these articles. What do we know?
Well, the first thing that was asked, that he was tweeted, was, is this like originally Man of Steel 2 that he's then developing into a new film to fit this DCU? And he said, no, I've been working on this for a while. And then people were like, yeah, but you've only just like come in charge of this DCU. And he's like, no, I was asked to do this 6 months ago, and I've just so happened to be now in charge of it. So it is definitely a new story that he was writing from over 6 months ago. So it's not Man of Steel 2. That's why originally Henry Cavill was in Black Adam, and then they were going to develop it. It's got nothing to do with that, according to James Gunn. So, yeah, but the other thing is all the images whenever he was describing it, it's always the all-star Superman, right? Mm-hmm. It's always those images when he's talking about Superman Legacy. So I feel like it's going to be tied to that story more than anything else.
Yeah.
But then the other thing which we're going to talk about would be the age thing.
Yeah, that's cropped up a bit on Twitter as well.
A lot of people, in the start, he was going to be young, right? So it was going to be him starting out. Mm. That's why Henry Cavill was too old to be it. But now James Gunn also on Twitter is saying, no, I said that he was under 40. So that could be anything, right? Yeah. And Batman was a couple of years older than him.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. Yeah.
So,
well, that makes sense.
It makes sense with Brave and the Bold, right? Where we're going to already have a Bat family to work with Batman. Mm. So Superman, if it's his legacy, surely if it's called Legacy, it's going to have a lot of history behind it, right?
Yep.
Possibly, otherwise the name wouldn't quite match up. Yeah?
Possibly even the third item that we're going to talk about in a bit, which we'll talk about in a minute, another character as the legacy of Superman.
Into
it as well, especially if he's an older character. So, I mean, it's just...
Well, with All-Star Superman, the All-Star Superman story is an older Superman as well, isn't it? He's like fully developed, been around for a long time. So
he's absorbing the sun for a long time, right? And he thinks he's dying.
Yeah, maybe the internet, as usual, maybe got it wrong, because obviously when Henry Cavill, they said Henry Cavill's no more because we're going for something younger.
Yeah,
people actually went, oh, well, he's going to be really young.
And I think when it comes to, there was a Variety post, and they said he could be around 25 years old, and everyone's take that as gospel. Mm-hmm. When it's like, no, that's not what I said at all, so...
It's good that he's
written down on the internet. It must be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's good that he's kind of clarifying this, because it's...
It's good that he's replying to these tweets.
Well, it's going to help.
He's
set
surprisingly active online.
Yeah, it's going to help set the expectations.
I do like
for this
that he's
DC.
At least talking to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like the main thing is when he casts them, right? That's when the talks are really going to start happening. Mm.
Yeah, when we actually start to get some news about who's being cast.
Because that was one of the replies in his Twitter
was
that he's not cast Superman yet, but Superman is going to be at least under 40 years old. That was what he said, wasn't it, Ross? I think the exact words of the tweet.
Yeah.
So, he's not cast
at least under 40 years old.
Yeah. Kind of ruling Henry Cavill out,
if
right
he starts
there.
Casting somebody, they've got grey sides. We're thinking Kingdom Come, right? It's got to be...
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I know. It's just the thing about
it would be cool to have a Kingdom Come Superman, but I think that what he's going to do. It's James Gunn. He likes to do things fun. I think that we may actually get the Superman that most people think about when they think of Superman. Mm-hmm. You know, not as dark a one. Mm-hmm. One that's fully established, a symbol of hope. I think we could get a fun... I'm hoping we get a fun Superman movie, but one that's not cringeworthy, one that's not... Well, I hope he does it well. Obviously, we all hope he does it well.
They're gonna go, obviously, because he's been around a while, they're gonna go past the point. We're like Henry Cavill, and like, I think a lot of people didn't like about was he was just Superman. Then the next bit was just afterwards in BVS, and there was lots of things about people being like, oh, there's an alien, he's got superpowers, and like the whole news, everything, were like freaking out. We've gone past that, and everyone's now accepted him, and like celebrates him, so he doesn't have all that pressure on him to try and show off. So it's more of a he is this superhero that saves people, but he's like, it's not, you know, not like cheesy and stuff. Like it would be like the Christopher Reeve one, where it's just like, oh, this guy can fly. This is amazing. No one's going to question it at all. But sort of gone past that point of questioning it and just gone, right, we know all the answers.
He's helped the world so many times, but kind of like, everyone's now on his side, kind of thing.
Superman and Lois, Superman. Like the
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Around 20 years. So he's saved the world countless times, and everyone knows he's a good person. So that's just the world we live in, where there is this man that can do this.
I think it's definitely going to be lighter and more hopeful, because that's what everyone's complaint is with BVS. And Warner Brothers and James Gunn know that, right? So they're going to completely do the opposite and try and please everybody.
Yeah.
It's James Gunn, you know, to do it, and not someone else. I just got a look at Suicide Squad and at... and we've got a clear idea of the type of tone that he's going for.
I don't know.
I think it could be cool, especially Booster Gold. It's going to be great. But all right, so let's move on. Like on that note, so we've got that little bit of news about Superman there. How there's going to be some. We know that he's already writing. But there was also a Bleeding Cool. Did a post where they had 8 characters that they want to see in the come to live action in these new movies, and then he responded, how about 4 out of the 8?
Yeah.
So Ross, why don't you take us again on that?
I think that's also going to tie into the Superman thing, because one of them was Superboy, John Kent, right?
Yeah. So that's what I'm
legacy, as in I'm going to leave it to my son to take over.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
It could also be like, with All-Star Superman, going back to that, is it he thought he was going to die, right? So he wanted to leave things to Lois, show her history. Rather than it maybe being Lois, it could be Jonathan, and he's showing him everything so that when he dies, Jonathan is then capable of taking over, protecting Earth while he's gone, right? It was my thinking.
That's exactly my line of thought as well. I kind of feel that the way he's talked about the word legacy, and like you say, with him, John Kent's obviously really big in the comics right now. They're looking to, I don't want to say this, have Superman, Clark Kent, phased out of the DCU fairly early on so they can bring John Kent in as the new character, which may be why they're doing Damian Wayne as Robin early on in this DCU as well. So they don't have to keep relying on Bruce and Clark.
But do you think that would piss off fans even more? It's like, we're going to get a reboot, but we're going to fucking get Superman and Batman out after the first movie.
Yes, it will.
I mean, I think that maybe it's some smart future planning to do on this, is that you're establishing straight off the bat, like, we've got Jonathan Kent. It's going to be Superboy, future Superman. We've got Damian, you know, in it. Like, we're setting it up where this can, down the line... As the older actors, like, are, you know, maybe they're not as accessible, or whatnot. Maybe we're going to retire them because we've done too many movies about those characters. We then phase them out and then focus on to the younger ones, who are now older. You know, it could be a nice way of playing the long game on it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it necessarily means that we're fast forwarding to get rid of Batman and Superman. I think you're still going to need to have them around for a number of movies. Then he's also said there's still the Elseworlds universe. So even after Superman and Batman are phased out of this new continuity, which will be a while yet, I think you'll get at least 10 years before that happens. You'll still have the chance for an Elseworlds movie about it.
Or do you think he's planning so far ahead that he said he had an 8 to 10 year plan, right? So that in that time you get the big movie like Infinity War where Superman and Batman go missing, Taken.
Yep.
Whatever.
And then we get 52.
Well, no, then you have Jonathan and Damian are then having to step up and then be in charge because those have gone missing. Like the Justice League are missing, and like all the sidekicks are having to step up to protect the world and find out what's happened to the Justice League.
That's a really interesting point because looking at the other characters of the eight, we've got a Nightwing, Cassandra Cain, Arsenal / Roy Harper, and Static Shock out of the four as well, who are all teen young heroes. Nightwing, everyone's wanted him in the DCU. I don't know whether they'll have him in this, whether he's one of the four or not, but I'd like to see, because they're going to go straight to Damian. But I could see
That's the thing. If we're going straight to Damian, I feel like Nightwing must exist then.
Yeah.
So in my mind, Nightwing has got to be one of those.
Maybe not. Maybe they're going to renegade
him. Or do you do the thing where if Batman's gone missing and Superman's gone missing, Dick has to become Batman.
Yep.
And Damian has to become Robin.
That's
that storyline.
A great story in the comic because he doesn't want to be, but he has to be.
Yeah.
That'd be a great story to tell in a movie. Mm.
And it's also a great way if he comes in and he's a right dick and he hates, you know, him and Dick clash, right? Like they should do. Mm. And then when Dick has to step up and be Batman, even though he doesn't want to, that's when Damian gets his respect for Dick, right? Mm. And he understands him and they become a lot closer once they get put in that situation. So I think that'd be a great story to tell.
Yeah, it's like a comic, so they got...
Yeah. I think they did read somewhere as well that James Gunn is quite keen of having Dick Grayson being quite a prominent character.
He needs to be more.
He did say that there's a lot of characters that he loves that have never had any love in cinema. They always get left behind, ignored. Like you say, how many Batman films have we had and only two of them have got a Robin in it?
Yeah.
I think it's like 11 films and only two, so it's like... opportunity to sort of
depends whether you count Dark Knight Rises or not, but you know.
The same as I don't count Dark Knight Returns has got a Robin in it either.
It'd be interesting to know. So right now, Nightwing is the big character in the DC. I don't know how long that's going to last. Or whether by the time the films come out, Nightwing's popularity or the status in the comics is going to be as high as it is now. But right now, he is the main character. Like, the Justice League have gone or retired back now, and he is now the leader of the Justice League, which are basically the Teen Titans, but now the Justice League. Mm. And he is... I haven't read it, but I was hearing from someone else talking on another podcast. He's in the current storyline. It's like spoilers for people, but when Alfred died a few years ago, he had a load of money and left it to Dick. Dick has actually taken that money and invested it into Bloodhaven. Mm. The way Bruce Wayne never did for Gotham, and now Bloodhaven is like this thriving city.
Yeah.
And Bruce apparently in a comic went, he's like, said, like, you
do with vengeance.
And I realized it was a mistake not to like put all the rebuild in Gotham, which I thought was a really cool concept.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
so out of these eight characters that we've that are on here, James Gunn said. Four out of the eight, he didn't confirm which four yet. So out of these eight, who do we think going for all of them?
I would like to see Cassie Kane done right, but given that her origin is so similar to Damian's in a lot of ways, they'll either use her and have her as a foil because she's the one that grew up right and Damian's the one that grew up wrong, or they won't include her and they'll go with the one character that everybody wants to go with, Kyle Rayner.
Is he in the list as well?
He's in the lineup.
So we've got Arsenal, Jonathan Kent, Superboy, Vixen, Terra, Kyle Rayner, Dick Grayson, Static Shock, and Cassandra Cain.
Yeah. So I think that Jonathan Kent,
for sure.
We've got Superman Legacy, so I assume we're going to get Jonathan Kent in there. Nightwing, I assume we're going to get Nightwing in there because we're getting Batman with Damian. Kyle Rayner. We know we're getting a Green Lantern movie, which is going to be... I think we're going to get him in there. So in my mind, it's really.
Or
just
are they just
the
going to
fourth
concentrate
one.
on how and Joel and how and John Stewart, and they'll leave Kyle Rayner for a little bit more.
Could be.
Could be.
It's true. You know, so Kyle might not be there. But of these other characters, I do think Static Shock.
Static was going to say
either. Prime to be taken, like
because he's already got an existing fan base from the animated show and the
exactly.
comics.
He's got a very strong fan base. Mm. It makes a lot of sense for him to appear in something.
Yeah.
He also replied to two questions about this. I don't know if you saw.
Oh no,
so somebody asked him, "What do you like Cassandra Cain as a character?" Mm-hmm. And he said, "I love." But no, somebody asked him, who's your favourite Batgirl? Mm-hmm. And he said, it's tied with Barbara Gordon and Cassandra Cain. Mm-hmm. That was one of his replies after this post was put out in the same tweet. And then somebody also asked him, do you like Vixen as a character? And he replied, I love her.
Okay, so that could be a strong contender.
So it could be those two. Mm. But
Vixen would be a good TV show. I mean,
you know what? The guys in charge of DC, like movies and cartoons and whatnot, moving forward, he's gonna say that he likes every character.
Yeah.
So him saying that he loves her,
it could mean anything, right?
No. He's not gonna say anything negative or say nah, not really being a fan about that character.
Yeah.
He's the guy holding the keys to the kingdom now. He's he can't and won't do anything to knock any of the characters.
Yeah.
Could be. That's my thinking.
Yeah. Arsenal would be an interesting one, but I think feel like you'd have to have
a Green
his
Arrow.
Origin with Green Arrow. You can't just bring him in by itself.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, I think it could be him because Green Arrow from the Arrow show has gotten popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't done 100% properly. So he's like, well, why don't we do a film with Green Arrow and have Arsenal in it?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. But,
true.
Yeah.
And any one of these characters could appear in each other's movies at any point. So any of them could be there in a small role. So reality is, it could be any of these.
Pre-New 52, Dick Grayson and Roy Harper had a great friendship, and there was even a run of comics spun off of the Teen Titans line at the time where the two of them were just training with each other and talking about their past. So you could even bring that aspect across. If we're going to have Dick Grayson, maybe he's taking on the role of Batman, as we said earlier, in this show, in this universe. He could be talking to Roy about his change, because Roy never went Green Arrow. Roy went to Red Arrow and then Arsenal. He didn't take on the mantle. He became his own thing, didn't he? So,
the same. I mean, you could easily do like a Nightwing movie and then bring in the Teen Titans, because a lot of people listening there, you could bring in Teen Titans are so varied in characters. You could 100%. Have Nightwing come in to introduce the Teen Titans as a movie as well.
That's why it's so weird that Terra is one of the characters on this list. It's like, okay, because her introduction in the comics is tied to Deathstroke, who we know they've been trying to put into the DC universe for a while now. So I wonder if that's kind of
I forgot to say as well, there's another tweet that went out.
Mm.
The guy that plays Crossbones in Civil War.
Oh, Frank,
what's his name?
Frank Grillo.
Yeah. He tweeted, no, not tweeted, he put it on his Instagram, what is it? It's something like, I love change, hashtag I love change, and it's a big picture of the DC logo.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I was he'd make a good Deathstroke. Yeah. He would make a fucking, but he'd also make a good fucking Batman, I think.
True.
Because he's slightly older, a bit mature, and then he'd be awesome with like, because I feel like Dick Grayson needs to be in his like, sort of mid to late 20s, probably. Batman has to be a lot older, right? So I think he would be a good Batman.
It could work.
It's because I was certain Carl Rayner was going to be at least one of these, and you've just talked me out of that. So this is going to be
I don't think it is.
It's four of the
I
eight.
Think they'll concentrate on John and Hal for a long time. And then it won't be until like the Green Lanterns disappear they'll bring in Carl Rayner.
So who's
the way I'd want to do it?
Who's our top picks then? So obviously John Kent,
Nightwing and Cassandra. It's only because I want to see Batman in charge. I want Nightwing to come back from Bloodhaven. I want Oracle, Barbara's Oracle, and I want her to train Cassandra Cain.
That should be
the same time. Damien is being trained by Batman, and then he gets outclassed by Cassandra, and he gets jealous. That's what I want to see. And I want to see a Bat Family.
That leaves us with one more spot. So who's it going to be, Vixen or Static, do you think?
I'd say Static.
Yeah, I think Static.
Static.
All right. Yeah. So those are our predictions, which we'll put in the comments, and then people can come back to this when it's been announced, and we'll find out if we were right.
I guarantee it's all late. You can't put any money in, it's all late. Because he's like, yeah, it's going to be four for like the first few films, and then everyone else is going to come into it anyway.
Everyone will come in at some point.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for this episode of Legends of Podcasting. Like Rob said, let us know in the comments your thoughts and everything. Remember, click that subscribe button wherever you found this episode, wherever you're listening to it on a podcasting platform, click subscribe. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, hi. And click that subscribe button. So that's all from me.
All from me.
It's all from him.
And that's all from all of us, I think.
Through the two, Ronnie.